Behind the scenes, number 19.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
This is Behind the Scenes, an inside look at what it takes to put together a podcast and make it work. Check it out.
Hey, this is Craig Patchett, and this is Behind the Scenes, number 19. And today's show is going to be a kind of a hodgepodge of bits and pieces of stuff that I've put on a back burner while I talked about the guerrilla podcasting tips, which were covered in the last two shows. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to those shows, I would strongly encourage you to do so. You can find them at the Behind the Scenes homepage at btscast.com. That's B in behind, T as in the, and S as in scenes. The first thing that I wanted to talk about today is audio. Audio, if you haven't already heard about it, which I suppose is possible, which would be a little bit surprising, but audio, or, well, it's, you know what? Here's a tip. If you're going to come up with a name of a podcast and say that it rhymes with another word, pick a word that only has one pronunciation. Because audio rhymes with rodeo, which can also be pronounced rodeo. So I'm assuming that it's audio and not odeo, but who knows. So audio is another competitor to... Well, let's see, it's probably going to be a competitor to Podshow, which is Adam Curry's venture into podcasting, and or commercial venture into podcasting, I could say, should say, and My Alley, which is the upcoming upgrade to Podcast Alley, which should be out within the next week. Audio obviously has received a lot of fanfare over the past month or two since it was initially announced, and has finally gone into semi-public beta. If you signed up for their mailing list back when they first announced, then you have already received an invitation to participate in the beta. I believe there are several thousand people involved in the beta. And at this point in time, Audio is essentially a podcast directory that is tied into its own podcast aggregator. And the aggregator is a very basic, no front end to speak of, client that runs on Mac and Windows and interfaces with the Audio site. On the Audio site, you have your basic directory of podcasts with, you know, top 40 that are based on the number of people subscribing to them rather than votes. And there's various categories that you can look at and featured podcasts. So in that sense, it's sort of like a cross between what iTunes looks like it's going to be and Podcast Alley. And the nice thing about it is that you see a podcast you like, then you can click on subscribe, and you're automatically, that podcast is added to your subscriptions list. The subscriptions list is tied into the aggregator. So once you have, once you've done that single click and you remain on the same page, and it just, the button that says subscribe now says unsubscribe, then you are... you're done. It'll automatically be downloaded and put into iTunes or onto your iPod or wherever you're set up for your sync to be handled. Now, for an initial release, it's interesting and it's got some nice features to it. There's some basic features missing. You can't set the playlist in iTunes. You can't override the genre for the podcast, little things that those of us that have been syncing with podcasts for a while find to be annoying. But nevertheless, the one-click subscribe within the directory is really, really nice, as is the fact that you can see how many other people are subscribed. And this is really interesting, and I don't know whether this is something that's going to remain, because I suspect that there are going to be people who are going to complain about it. But if you click on the number of subscribers next to a podcast, it will show you a list of those people. And then if you click on the name of any of the people that are subscribed, then you can see a list of the podcasts that those people are subscribed to. So for example, if you go to Behind the Scenes in Odeo and click on the number of subscribers, then among those subscribers you'll see my name. And if you click on my name, then you'll see the list of podcasts that I'm currently subscribed to. And since I'm not using Odeo as my podcast aggregator at the moment, the only podcasts you'll see are the podcasts that I manage, which are all the Godcast Network podcasts. But you get the idea. So it's interesting to me in that the podcasts that I find interesting, I will go in and I will look at the ones that the other people are subscribed to get some ideas for other podcasts that I might be interested in. So I suspect that what's going to happen over time is that this feature will probably develop into a, if you're subscribed to this podcast, you know, or to these podcasts, you might be interested in this podcast or so forth, along the lines of what Amazon.com does. Odeo will eventually also add podcast creation tools, which are currently not available. You can sign up for beta testing once they do become available. And that is going to be what distinguishes Odeo, at least at this stage in the game, from at least from Podcast Alley and My Alley, My Alley being the subscription feature of My Alley, excuse me, the subscription feature of Podcast Alley and iTunes, unless iTunes integrates somehow with GarageBand in terms of podcast creation, which a lot of people suspect that it will. And then, of course, Podshow is going to have some podcast creation tools as well. So there's a lot missing at the moment that is going to be worth taking a look at. But the initial offering is certainly, I think, a good first release. I think, based on what I've seen, that Podcast Alley has the potential to supersede it with My Alley once it's released, so keep an eye out for that, simply because of the way that it integrates the subscription with the podcast client that it's going to use, which I'm pretty sure has been publicly announced, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut just in case I'm wrong. But it's an existing podcast aggregator that has more functionality than the one provided by Odeo. So check your inbox if you did sign up for the Odeo mailing list and see if your invitation is there. And if it is, go ahead and check it out. If not, hopefully it will go into full public beta or public release soon, and you'll have a chance to explore it then. Next up, I wanted to talk about a project that I'm involved in called the Podcast Outlaw Network at podcastoutlaws.com. Podcast Outlaws Network is a website that's devoted to bringing you the best podcasts that don't receive attention through Podcast Alley and other websites. So these are podcasts that you've probably not heard about, but are worth listening to based on a review by other podcasters. And I believe that there's currently somewhere between 8 and 10 of us that are members of the Podcast Outlaws team. And essentially there is a submission form for podcasts at the Podcast Outlaws site. You can fill it in if you have at least 5 shows that you've done already of your podcast. And then the podcast will be reviewed by the Outlaws team. And if they think that it's worth listening to, then it will go up one of your shows will go up on the Podcast Outlaws site and into the Podcast Outlaws feed. So you can subscribe to the Podcast Outlaws Network feed. As the shows are approved by the network, then they'll go into the feed. You can listen to them, and if you like them, you can subscribe to the shows at the show's websites, which are linked to at the Podcast Outlaws site. So, subscribing to the Podcast Outlaws feed will not give you, you know, every single show from the shows that we think are worth listening to, but they will give you a sample of each that you can decide whether or not you want to go and check out the show in more detail. It's a great idea. It was put together by Mr. X of Late Nights with Mr. X, which is another show that's worth checking out if you haven't heard it before. I think it's Late Nights with Mr. X and Just Julie, Mr. X's lovely wife. And check it out. It's www.podcastoutlaws.com. Next up, if you have not already done so, I'm just assuming that if you're listening to the show, you are already a part of Podcast Alley, not just in terms of checking out the podcasts that are listed there, but also in terms of being a part of the forums. If you're not, then I would strongly recommend that you go to the forums and if not join, at least peruse through the posts and check out what people there have to say. I think once you do, it probably won't take you too long to sign up and join. It's free, and it's a great way to get connected with other podcasters and get involved with the podcast community. As large as it's become, for the most part, the podcasting community is still one that is very open and very helpful in terms of podcasters helping each other. So, unlike other communities where there may be some animosity and a kind of an attitude of, well, you know, hey, that's a really dumb question, which you will get from time to time at Podcast Alley, you will get answers. So, check it out at podcastalley.com. Click on the forum link, and it's, like I said, a terrific resource. Another great resource that is underutilized, as far as I can tell, and which I may have linked to before at Podcast Alley, is Podcast Expert, or excuse me, I don't know what I am talking about, which I may have linked to before at Behind the Scenes, is PodcastExpert.com. PodcastExpert.com is a site that it is a compendium, is that the right word? Of links to other sites on the web that deal with various aspects of podcasting. You can add your own links if you find one that you think is worthwhile. You can rate the links that are there. And it is just, you know, there's tons of information scattered all over the web. This is the best place to go to find them all gathered together. So podcastexpert.com. Another great resource, especially if you are looking to upgrade your podcasting gear to something a little more professional or a little more expensive, is the forum at Podcast Rigs. And this one is another one where I'm not sure if it's Podcast Rigs or PodcastRig.com, but I'm pretty sure it's Podcast Rigs. Again, check out btscast.com for the link. This is a site that's run by Paul Figiani from The Source podcast, and it is a great source of information if you're looking to upgrade to more professional equipment and you need advice on what's worth getting. You know, obviously when you're starting to spend more money on equipment, you don't want to guess at what's good and what's not. And this is a forum that's populated by people who know their equipment, know the techniques, and can really do a good job of steering you in the right place. There are several forum members that will go out of their way to help you and give you good advice, and it's definitely worth checking out. And I think that pretty much wraps it up for this show. We're at 14 and a half minutes. And lots of great sites to check out, and I hope that at least one of them will have something that you'll find useful. So until next time, this is Craig Patchett. Hope your show is going well, or if you're not started up yet, that you're getting some good ideas. And I look forward to hearing what you put together. God bless.